Welcome to Relate Higher, a podcast dedicated to providing the leading standard in conscious higher relating and to teaching you a conscious framework for all of your relationships. This is your go-to resource for developing meaningful, conscious relationships across your life. I'm your host, award-winning relationship coach and consultant and former family lawyer, Letitia Ringe. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I'm answering the question, how do I embody more love across my relationships? And this episode is a follow-up to our previous episode, which introduced you to the three qualities of a conscious relationship. They are love, awareness, and intention. So in today's episode, we're doing a deeper dive into the quality of love so that as you leave the episode, you'll have some more exercises you can implement into your relationships right away today to start creating and experiencing more love within yourself and also the relationship. Now, it's really important in our relationships that we start with our relationship to ourselves. So in order to experience more love with another person, we need to be able to experience more love within ourselves. This is great because it gives you all the power and control. And that means all of the exercises that we'll be going through today are exercises that you simply need to work upon with yourself in order to embody more of that energy of love. Now, you can work on these exercises no matter what relationship you're working with, whether you're in a relationship or not in a relationship, you get to choose because it's really about, as I mentioned, embodying the experience of love deeper within yourself. Now, in one of our prior episodes, we spoke about where to begin your journey of improving your relationships. And in that episode, I gave you a couple of different options. The first was selecting a specific relationship to work upon. The second was selecting a relationship area, professional, romantic, friendship, or family. And then the third option was to focus on your relationship ecosystem all at once. So whatever option or pathway you've chosen, you want to work with what you've chosen today as you embody the exercises you're going to think about in this episode. Okay, so as I mentioned in the previous episode, when we talk about love as a quality and being one of the three qualities within a conscious, romantic, professional, friendship, or family relationship, we're talking about approaching our relationships more from the energy or the quality of love as in opposition to the quality or energy of fear. We talked about how our brains have been programmed to approach our relationships unconsciously from a fear state. And so for most of us, most of the time, we are responding to relationships from this place of protection, this place of defensiveness, this place of separation, disconnection. And this is our default operation in relationships. And yet at the same time, one of the most common desires is we want more love. We want more connection. We want more understanding. We want to feel like we and the other people within our relationships are leaning in and embracing and valuing, respecting and appreciating the relationship. So if we are primed to approach our relationships through fear, then it makes the embodiment of love in that moment that much harder. And that's why we have to use our conscious effort to shift from fear back into love. And that's what today's episode is going to really help you to do. So in order to get better at that shift from fear back into love, it's important that we enhance your experience of love itself so that you're able to cultivate that state and energy for yourself and also know what you're moving towards. So when I'm over here in fear, I want to get back to over here. It's going to be a lot easier if you know a pathway for moving from fear to love, which you'll be learning in today's episode. And if you can also locate love because you know what that experience feels like and how you create it. So this is a constant practice. This is the journey in all of our relationships. You're really working against your default programming that is having you respond from fear and tell you that this is a serious, fearful situation. We need to respond from this place to protect ourselves. And you need to constantly be checking yourself and reminding yourself, actually, this is not a situation that needs a fear response. This is a situation that needs a love response. It's okay that I'm feeling afraid. afraid, but now we're going to shift from fear into love. And it becomes almost an effortful process because of this conscious attention that's needed. And that's why so many people don't do it. But the issue is, if you don't do it, you're just creating more fear, stacking it upon fear. You're also just further ingraining the cycles and programs and patterns that you're in and just making them harder to break free, more entrenched. It's becoming easier to stay in fear. And so you're just making your job in the future, when you get to a stage where you realize this can't continue, to be harder. So we may as well pick ourselves up where we are today and start the process now, because it will never be as easy as it is right now. At the same time, you have to know that this is work, and it can feel annoying, it can feel frustrating, it can feel like an effort, and that's why a lot of people choose not to do it. But you've got to think of your future self instead and choose that enjoyment that you're going to experience in the future over the annoyance that you're going to experience right now in making that shift, because it's going to be your future self will thank you basically for doing the work now, and it's only going to make the problem bigger in the future if you don't stop it right now. So let's talk about how to move into a deeper embodiment of love through some specific exercises. And before I go into that, there's one other thing that I want to mention, and that is that the best way to approach creating more conscious relationships across your life, more success across your life, and more love across your life is to focus on a depth versus width approach. Now, one of the biggest issues I see that stands in the way of everyone approaching relationships in a way that sets them up for success is that we have been conditioned to think that if I just have more people in my life, or if I just replace the people I have in my life for better people, then I'm finally going to create the love and the successful relationships that I desire. This is a problem, because what you desire is actually an experience of deeper love. And the only way you can experience deeper love is to start embodying it in a deeper way now. So it's actually always about depth. It's never about width. It's not about finding the right people. It's about learning how to love in deeper ways right now. And you can do this within your relationships as well as in your relationship to yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have new people come into your intentional relationship ecosystem, or that some people aren't right for that ecosystem anymore. What I am saying is that unless you learn how to embody deeper levels of love, no matter who you swap out in the ecosystem or the relationship, you're going to keep coming up against the same problem. So we want to make sure we address the real problem, which is your capacity for the experience of love, and deepen that so that as you deepen it, then even if you call new people in, you're going to be able to experience the love you're craving. And with the relationships that remain, you'll be able to experience a deeper love, because you allowed yourself to learn and embody that deeper quality of love for yourself first. Now, as always, when we're working on improving something, we're working on a process of transformation. And so we want to take a holistic approach to the way we approach that transformation. This means we're working with the three different systems within you: your mind, your body, and your intuition, or your soul. So the exercises I'm going to take you with today will tap you into these three different systems. In fact, they're designed to work with each system so that we can get you embodying love on that three system level. So the first exercise I'm going to give you is all about allowing yourself to come into a deeper experience of love first through the body. So when we're in a fear-based response, we're in a fight, flight, freeze, fawn response, where we are contracted in some way, we are defensive, we are constricted, sometimes it can feel really heavy, and there's a lot of energy within our bodies that closes ourselves off from love. We're ready to fight. But when we're in that love-based perspective, we're in a secure place, we're more open, we feel safe, and so there's this lightness to it. And so in order to have our physical body experience more love, as well as our mental body, and even to get into your soul intuitive voice, you need to work with the body first. So we want to work with the physical sensations in the body. We want to move from a place of contraction or stress, that fear response, into an open, receptive, light, love-based response. And the best way you can do that is by working first with your nervous system. Now, this is a very hot topic at the moment. Everyone's talking, it seems, about nervous system regulation and co-regulation. And that's a beautiful thing because it means there are lots of exercises and research available for you to do your own research and find exercises that are aligned for you on nervous system regulation and co-regulation. And it also means that there's a huge focus on this subject, which can also lead to ignoring other parts of the equation. We're not going to do any of that. We're going to work with the three systems. And so this first question is all about nervous system regulation. But after this, it's really important to move into the following exercises. So to regulate our nervous system is really about moving it from this dysregulated fear response into this calm, regulated, love-based response. So you can even ask yourself, what does fear feel like in my body? And then what does love feel like in my body? And you'll get a really good point of difference by exploring that question for yourself. However, the exercise today is simply to ask yourself, am I in a regulated state? So you'll notice, am I in this contracted, fight, tense, fear-based response, or am I in this light, relaxed, calm, regulated, love-based response? If you're not in that calm, regulated, love-based response, then the first exercise is to move you from the fear-based response physically into this love-based response. And the way that you can do that is simply through breathing. You want to think about, if I had a tiger behind me, what would I be doing? You'd probably be feeling the way that you're feeling right now to some degree, but you're definitely not taking a moment to pause and to consciously breathe. Allow yourself that space because you've got the tiger behind you. And that's how your brain is responding when it's in this fear-based response. So what we want to do is basically trick our mind by working with the body and letting the mind know through what we're doing with the body that, hey, I'm safe. I'm in a place where I can stop and breathe because I'm safe. So we're kind of using the body to tell the mind you're safe rather than trying to use the mind to tell your body you're safe. That's when it doesn't really work. So if you didn't have a tiger behind you and you're in a place that was safe and secure, you would feel totally okay with pausing and doing some conscious breathing. So all you need to do in this case is take a moment to pause and then do some slow breath work, breathing in for 4 counts through your nose and then breathing out for 4 counts through your mouth. And you can do this over and over for a couple of minutes, and that is going to bring you into the present moment and into a calmer place. Now, it can also help to use an anchor with your hand. So you can place your hand on a certain part of your body. Maybe it's over your heart. Maybe it's over your stomach. You might even like to put it over the back of your neck or over the top of your head or even the very top of your head. Maybe it's sitting on your legs. And all you're doing is using that hand to almost ground you and bring your awareness into the feeling of where your hand is on the body. Again, this is just a way of bringing you into the present moment, which you for sure would not be doing if you were truly in a place where you were fighting for your survival. So this is a really great way to move from a dysregulated place into a regulated place. And if you're still having trouble, that's where you can go and do some research and find some nervous system regulation activities. And you can just pick any of them, give it a go, and find which one really works for your system. That's the great thing. There are many, many available ideas for nervous system regulation out there now on social media and also on YouTube. Okay, so that's the body that we're working with first. So this is how we move into a love-based receptacle versus a fear-based receptacle in terms of the physical body. The next step is we want to work with the mind. And so we're going to be working on a mental level here. And this is where we want to do some mental realignment. So it's only going to really work when we've got the body in a regulated state. Otherwise, if we did this step first, we're starting with the mind, we're telling ourselves, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe, I'm safe. But the body doesn't feel that way. By doing the first step, we've regulated the body, we've gotten into a place where it feels safe. So now we don't need to contend with that particular step. Instead, we get to go straight to the second step in a way that will actually set you up for success. So now this is where we want to mentally realign. And I have three different questions that I love to use personally and that I'm always getting my clients to go back to. And that's why I wanted to share them with you in today's episode. So the first question is, and you can think about this in the context of either you thinking about your relationships or you actually relating with someone in real time. The first question you want to ask is this creating more connection or disconnection? The second question is, am I assuming good intentions on their part or am I assuming bad intentions or negative intentions? And then the third question is, am I truly seeking to understand here or am I seeking to prove or respond in some way? Now, these three questions are what I call filters. And what they're going to do is show you when you're actually mentally approaching the way you're thinking about your relationships or approaching the way you're actually relating in the relationship itself from a place of fear or love. And it's an anchor point. These are really anchor questions that allow you to now realign and return to love. So if you notice that how you're relating or how you're thinking about your relationships is actually just creating more disconnection, then the question that naturally follows is, well, how can I create more connection here? And that is going to reveal a deeper way for you to embody love from a mental perspective. And that could be simply about the thoughts you're thinking, or if you're actually relating with the person in that moment, it could be through the questions you ask, the way you obviously approach that person and the relationship in real time. Now, when you're asking, am I coming from good intentions or am I assuming good intentions rather on the other person? What this is doing is shifting you into trust, where you're trusting the other person and also even trusting yourself, which is a very necessary quality associated with love. When we're coming from the quality of love, there is no fear. So we trust the other people and we assume good intentions. And it's so common that when this fear-based response is triggering, because we're on the defense and in a mode of protection, we forget that this other person and you in this relationship that you're thinking about or relating in, you're there because you both love each other. You're there because you want to be, and you're having even this conflict because you care about each other. And that's a beautiful thing. So we want to remember the shared intention and always start by assuming good intentions. Now, the last part, which is about seeking to understand, is so often when we're in relationships, when we're either thinking about the relationship or in the active relationship relating with the person in front of us, we are on the back foot when we're coming from fear and we're actually seeking to prove a point. We want to get our point across. We want to be right. We want to fight in some way. We want to convince. We want to control. But love is open. It's relaxed. It's not holding on to anything. Instead, it's leaning in and seeking to really be the witness of this other person, to really understand them. You're not judging them. You're understanding them. And the only way you can really understand another person is by coming from this unconditional love lens, where it's like usually the way we're in a conversation or a dialogue with someone is, I will love you if you agree with me on these things, or I'll show my love to you if you agree with me on these things. But that's not going to create more connection between the two of you. It will create more disconnection and separation, and it's coming from fear, which will just create a result of more fear. So you want to instead be working with where you want to end up, which is with more love, more connection. And by doing that, you've got to approach it from love. Love is unconditional. And the only way you could truly decide anyway whether you really wanted to be in a relationship with someone or whether you really liked what they say is if you understand what they're saying. The only way to get there is through not judging what they're saying too quickly. So I highly recommend unconditional love as a way of actually understanding what is being presented to you. And then you can make a judgment later on from there. But if you judge too early on, then you're setting yourself up for failure and for more disconnection no matter what. So we always want to start with seeking to understand. Let me just make sure I understand you correctly and repeating back what you're hearing until you get to a place where the other person feels that you're understanding them. And so when you're thinking about your relationships, think about it in the same way. I'm not trying to make a judgment about our relationship or them right now. I am instead trying to understand what might be going on for them. That leads you to connecting with them rather than disconnecting, which is creating deeper love for you both. So they are three mental filters that I love to use to help me mentally shift from fear into love and embody the quality of love deeper. Now, a further mental realignment exercise is the following. I love this exercise as well because it's a question that most of us have never asked ourselves. And so it's really, really hard to create more of what we want if we don't even actually know what we want and what that actually looks like in specifics. So the question to answer here is love looks like dot, 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 fill in the blanks. So you're thinking about a specific relationship or a specific relationship area or your relationships generally. What specifically does love look like to you? And I want you to write here a list of specific actions. It looks like love when they say XYZ. It looks like love when they do XYZ. It looks like just keep on going and get a list for yourself of what love specifically looks like and think about these specific actions. Most of us have never answered this question for ourselves, but we are unconsciously filtering people through some checklist that we're not even aware of. So it's really important to pull this out of your unconscious and then make conscious decisions about what love looks like. Now, if you're thinking about this in a professional context, the word love might feel too airy-fairy. So some other replacements that might help you are what makes me feel valued looks like, what makes me feel appreciated looks like, what makes me feel respected looks like. It's so helpful to use any of those words and qualities because it's very similar to the quality of love. So you just want to get specific, like in relation to your boss at work or the manager that you report to or another team member in a relationship that you want to improve. What does it look like to feel respected? When do you feel respected by them? What specifically are they doing? Or if you're thinking about your romantic relationships, one that you want to create in the future or one that you're in now, what does it look like when I'm feeling loved? What would that specifically look like? What would my partner be doing? What would I be experiencing with them? In the context of friends or family members, again, what does it look like when I feel valued by my friends and my family or loved by my friends and my family? Just choose the quality that feels the easiest for you to access right now. So this is great because now what you're doing is bringing into your consciousness a list of what actually allows you to feel loved. And you can start asking yourself how well you embody this list for yourself. And so if you want to embody love more deeply, you can go deeper into these actions that you're sharing just with yourself. You can also ask with the other person you're thinking about, I wonder what their list looks like. And that would be a great conversation to have with them. If you feel like sharing your list with the other person, coming from a place of seeking to understand each other rather than judging the list, this will be a great connection point and a way for you both to understand each other and also how you can love each other in more deeper ways as well. But first, we've got to start with our own awareness. Okay, the fourth and final exercise I have for you today is a way to then access your soul and your intuition's experience of love. Now, the beautiful thing is that this system within you, this voice, this power, this part of you, your soul slash your intuition or your inner voice, is on the same frequency as love. So its perspective is always coming from this abundant, relaxed, all-knowing, open perspective. And so that is great because it is one of the best guides for you when it comes to experiencing deeper love. So the question you want to ask your intuition is, what does love itself want for me and this other person right now? And just see what comes through for you. You can also ask your intuition to show you what love feels like, to show you what it feels like through your body, and notice how you can actually cultivate or tap into this feeling of love whenever you want through simply asking your intuition / your soul to connect you with that feeling, because this is an energy and a state that it is constantly in. So you can almost feel it wash over you. If you find that hard to connect with, you can ask your intuition or your soul to show you another expression of what love is. And maybe it shows you in an image. Maybe it tells you in words. Maybe you just have a knowing of what it is, or it points you to something that allows you to experience the quality of love in a deeper way. Follow that. Be curious about what comes through, and also get specific and ask, what does love itself need right now within this relationship? And that's going to give you information and a way to embody love in ways that you've never imagined. So there you go, my friends. That's it for today's episode. They are four different exercises to have you more deeply embodying the quality of love. Now, remember, you don't need to even involve another person at this stage, though if you feel comfortable to do that, then please go ahead. But you must, no matter what, always start with this embodiment within yourself first. Love is created through our thoughts, through our feelings, and through our actions. And most importantly, our capacity to receive more love is going to be expanded by you allowing yourself to be in the state of love more often. So the more that you can actually spend experiencing love within your life, which remember can show up in lots of different qualities like gratitude, appreciation, trust, respect, feeling valued, cherished, these all have love within them. Abundance. So you want generosity, compassion. So you want to allow yourself to be in and experience and cultivate these states so that you can get more used to being and living from this state so that you can then get better at actually receiving it. So there you go, my beautiful friends. I'll see you in our next episode, and enjoy embodying love more deeply in the meantime. Thank you for listening to Relate Higher, your go-to resource for learning how to consciously approach all of your relationships. To deepen your learning and practice, make sure you're subscribed to receive the Relate Higher community newsletter. This is a weekly newsletter sent to you every Monday, providing further coaching and education to support your relationships. Subscribe at relatehigher.com/community. And if you haven't yet left a 5-star review for the podcast, we ask that you please do that now so that this podcast can reach other listeners who also want to learn and practice conscious higher relating. Because remember, the more people who learn, the better relationships we all enjoy.